The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome to the Memorial Day weekend. I'm Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Robin, can you believe it is already Memorial Day weekend?
Goodness. Do you know that I was just telling Scott 20 years ago today, well, I don't know if it was the same date, but 20 years ago, the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend was the day we moved into our house in Reed's Landing.
Oh, my
God. Of course, yeah, 20 years ago, and it was our summer home, right? It was for the weekends. It was for the parties. That's what it was all about. So you know me. I was like, okay, our floors are going to be, because that was the last thing done was the hardwood floors being finished. And, you know, you had to wait like 48 hours or 72 hours or whatever it was. And so the day we could go in there was going to be the Saturday morning of Memorial Day weekend. And I'm like, I'm having a party this weekend. And Scott's like, oh my God, only you. So he's like, we are just going to be moving in and having a party. Say, yeah, we'll get there in the morning. We'll get all of our furniture unloaded, get everything put in place. And we did. And we had it all ready. And then I remember one of my girlfriends came early and helped me put all my dishes in the cabinets and everything in the drawers. And by mid or late afternoon, we had a house full of people and it looked like we'd lived there for years and we just had the most fun weekend. And unlike this weekend, it was actually kind of hot and kids were in the pool because the pool was open. And oh yeah, memories, 20 years, it's like boom, blink of an eye, gone.
Oh, to be that young again. Now if you tried to pull that off, you'd be in bed by 7 o'clock.
Well, and there's no party going on at my house this weekend. I'll be here. I actually am going to be getting, hopefully, unless my phone rings because somebody's listening and wants to go look at a house. If not, I don't have anything on my work schedule for this entire weekend, which is, I don't even know the last time I could say that. And so I'm hoping we're going to be getting some more power washing done and some touch-up painting where we've got some paint chipping and, you know, just projects. We got some weeds to pull and we've got some work to be done. I don't think you probably have any of those things at your house, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, that house doesn't require any maintenance at all. It's just perfect just all the time.
Well, I've talked to about four people saying, what are you doing this weekend? And they're like, oh, my gosh, we have so much to do at home. We have so much to do at home. I said, me too. I'm never at home. And so this weekend I'm hoping I'm going to be super productive.
I imagine there's going to be a lot of people doing exactly what you're doing this weekend. I know we have a list of things that need to get done, and it's the beginning of the summer season. A lot of fun things, but a lot of work to be done as well.
And you know what? In my opinion, partly cloudy, partly sunny, mid-60s is perfect workday weather.
Yeah. Yeah, get so it done while you can. Yeah.
If it were too warm, I'd want to be in the pool. Or it'd just be too hot and sweaty to do it. And if it were too cold, it'd be like, oh, I don't want to do this. So, you know, things happen for a reason.
Yeah,
so hopefully everybody has a productive weekend.
We've had plenty of those Memorial Day weekends where it was nasty cold and wet and yucky. And it was a funny thing that you look at the Memorial Day weekend. My memories of it, you know, especially when we used to go camping on Memorial Day weekend, which I know a lot of people do. It always seemed as is Saturday and Sunday. The weather was cruddy, and then you got to Monday when it was time to pack up and head out. It got sunny and nice.
Yep. And I also remember going to lots and lots, especially when my kids were in high school, lots of grad parties on Memorial Day weekend. Now yeah. I'm at the stage where I don't really have people. I mean, maybe a few relatives now and then, but not even really. Like nieces and nephews' kids are little, right? Not graduation yet. So we don't really have, I don't think we have one single grad party this year. Not
we
one.
We're still dealing with the wave of weddings.
Yeah, weddings, yeah. Weddings are good. I love weddings. Yeah, they're fun.
Not so much, you're right, the graduations, but yeah, you go through that period of 5-6 years where it's, you've got, every year it seems like you have to go to 20 of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I remember being invited to 40 some a year because, you know, we had the RBC house. So we had our own two kids plus six more teenagers at a time. So we had graduation. We had kids graduating every year. So, you know, that's when you get your most invites is when you have kids graduating.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the year Brett graduated, we had four or five graduate. And the year Jenna graduated, we had four graduate. So, I mean, you can imagine how many we went to those years. I mean, we did our graduation parties.
You did your duty.
We did. Hey. So now I'm gonna power wash.
So I saw on social media, kudos, by the way, your organization, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, has done some very impressive work.
We are honestly killing it. I am so proud of my team. I just can't even tell you. So, you know, Remax puts out their stats by the quarter. So the first quarter, which now has been done for a few weeks, they just printed the final numbers, and we ranked number 28 in the U.S. for large teams for just residential sales. But I'm going to tell you, that is some really skewed numbers, because large teams is anything 10 members and above. And when I looked at the list, like the first, I don't know, probably the first 10 have like 50 agents or more. Okay. The first number one team has like 175. Number two team has like 170, then like 150, then 75, 66. I mean, they have a lot of team members. We honestly have 9 full-time agents, and then we have about a half a dozen part-time agents. So we're comparing with some teams that are, you know, literally 10 times more agents or more than we have.
Well, that's not fair.
I know. And we're still number 28 in the whole of the U.S.
And I imagine where those bigger teams are, that you're dealing with a much larger geographical area to work with, too.
A much larger geographical area, and oftentimes a much higher price point. So am I proud to be number 28 in all of the U.S.? Absolutely, in large teams. And then the next award that we got was in the top 100 U.S. teams. Now, this time they combine the residential and the commercial together, and we only dropped, and this is for any size team, doesn't matter, we only dropped from 28 down to 40 when they included commercial. And then this one is crazy. Worldwide. So no longer are we in the U.S. Now we are the whole world. We ranked number 87.
Oh, wow.
Top team. Yeah. So we're in the top 100 in the world.
Congratulations. So, yeah.
Thank you. I'm feeling pretty doggone proud of that. And like I have been saying, you know, for the last several weeks, we are having literally our best year ever. Like, we had our first quarter this year, we were just on fire, and well, we still are. I mean, we are really moving and shaking. So when people say, oh, I've heard the real estate market is really bad, are you doing okay? Is everything okay? I'm like, phew. That's why I'm saying I am celebrating the fact that I'm home this weekend getting household tours done, because I've been so busy between work. And then, of course, I'll always prioritize stopping to see Jordy than going home and pulling weeds, right? So I have had little time to get things done at home, but again, I am not complaining. I am very grateful to have the business.
You just jinxed it, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Your phone's going to ring off the hook all weekend.
And you know what I'll do? I'll get in my car and I'll go, because I feel so fortunate to still feel so much passion for what I do. You know, we had our, not Remax, but the Southeast Minnesota Association of Realtors had a awards thing this past week, had luncheon on Wednesday, I think, at the VFW, and they honored all of the agents for years of service. Now, they don't, I mean, there's a lot of agents that have a lot of years of service, but they only do like milestone, like, you know, 10 years, 20 years, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And so this happened to be my year of 25 years. And I was like, you know what? I am so fortunate to have been doing this job for 25 years and to love it just as much today as I did when I started. And I really mean that. I really do love what I do. And that's why I still do it. And that's why I still work the crazy hours that I work. And you know, the long days and so many days a week is because I love what I'm doing. And people say, when are you going to quit? And I say, when it's not fun anymore. But right now, I'm having a doggone good time.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break, Robin, okay?
All right.
We'll continue in just a few seconds. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. Of course, it's Saturday morning. We're checking in on real estate stuff, especially here in southeastern Minnesota. So what's happening out there, Robin? Are the interest rates stable, well, or is inventory up,
we're seeing more 7% again, you know. I think it'll be short-lived. I think they'll start to drop down. And when I say I think that, I don't just pull that out of the sky. I read a lot, and I think that's what the predictions are. I mean, that's what other financial experts are also seeing in the near future. And again, we're not going to see low rates by any means, but I do think that they're going to go back down to at least the middle sixes, low sixes here within the next couple of months. So I don't think we're going to suffer with the seven too long. But Andy, how many times have you and I said 7% really isn't that bad?
No. And people don't have long memories anymore, that's for sure.
No, that's right.
And I've told the story a million times. My dad used to brag that he got 7%.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's all in the, it's all relative. It's all relative. So again, that's why what we worry about is what is your monthly payment going to be? If you buy this house and this is the price you get it at, what are you going to have to put down? And what is your monthly payment going to be? Not necessarily what is the sale price and what is the interest rate. Yeah, of course, those things matter. But if that's what we focus on, it's not going to help us get to our, you know, final decision making, which is what is our monthly payment going to be? And does this number fit into our budget? And if it does, then yes, by all means, let's move ahead.
You know, when you talk about that budget, Robin, for most folks, when they're looking at their income and then what they can afford is, I know the federal government always says 30% is what right. should be allocated yeah. towards housing. Is that the rule of thumb?
Yeah, that's kind of the number we look at. I mean, it is about 1/3 of your expenses are your housing. Now, it just depends on what your lifestyle is, because like daycare is very, very expensive. So if you have a couple of kids in daycare, that's going to be a pretty doggone close rival. Okay. So everybody's situation is going to be a little different. If you're putting a couple kids in daycare, you're not probably in a position to put 30% of your income toward your housing. You're probably going to want it to be, you know, in the in the mid 20s or even low 20s, if you can make that happen.
That all depends on how much you're taking in.
Of course it does.
That's why it's worth giving you the call and sitting down and going over the numbers, right?
Right, because it's going to be a different number for everyone, right? And some people could say, well, hey, I have absolutely zero bills. I have no car payments. I have no student loans. I have no credit cards. Well, guess what? That person can spend 50% of their income on their housing if they want to and still be super comfortable. So there's going to be a lot of things that we have to take into consideration.
Absolutely. And then big chunk of it is down payment, right? How much you can afford to put down will dictate what that monthly payment will be.
It absolutely will be. I read an article I thought was interesting talking about how the average homeowner who's been in their home a while has $330,000 worth of equity. Okay, that's average. Obviously, there's some that have a lot less. There's some that have a lot more. There's 25% of the homeowners in the country that own their house outright. Okay. And so there's a lot of equity out there, which again, you guys, if you're worried about, oh my gosh, the rates are high. There's more and more houses coming on the market. It's taking longer to sell. Do we have this big crash coming? Nope, we don't. We do not. We still have a shortage of homes. Yes, it might take a little bit longer to sell because people have more options to go look at. They're going to take a little more time to decide. Doesn't decrease the value of your property. If it's still listed at the right price, doesn't matter if it's been on the market 7 days or 40 days, it's still worth that price. That's what people have to get past. Now, if it sits and sits and sits for months and we've now far surpassed the average days on market, well, clearly we do have an overpriced house if that's the case, or something seriously wrong with it. So we got to get to the bottom of it. There's so many factors when it comes to putting your house on the market, but I will tell you the number one most important factor is price it right. Price it right.
Because ultimately it's worth what somebody's willing to pay for it.
You got it. Well, and it has to appraise for that price. So, you know, unless that's a cash buyer. So that's what I tell people too. You know, if they say, oh, Robin, how do we know this house is worth $350,000? Well, I can show you some comps. I can show you what else has sold. I can tell you that this listing agent has been at this a while and he or she knows how to price a house. I can show you what the tax man is saying about it. I can show you what other houses are selling per square footage. But if all of those things are wrong and the house is really only worth $325 and you've paid $350, there is going to be that safety net of the appraisal because the bank is not going to give a loan for $350 on a house that's worth $325.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
So then the appraiser is going to come in and look at all those same numbers that I've looked at, that the listing agent has looked at, and, you know, chances are it's going to appraise for what you paid for it. But if, like I said, everybody else missed it, then that's a backup. So there is some protection in place out there. And it's hard when buyers have just met their agent for the first time and it's hard to trust that someone's looking out for your best interest. I totally get that. And that's why I love where I'm at in my business, because I will tell you safely that 98% of my business is being referred directly to me, either from a past client, from a realtor in another market that these clients already trust and know. So it's really nice to get into a relationship with clients who right from the get-go know me, like me, trust me. It makes my job a lot easier.
I bet. You know, you mentioned that $300,000 average equity. I'm guessing that the demographic who has that kind of equity is people in our age group who probably adult children.
Yes. You got me back on track. Thank you. And so what I was starting to say is a lot of parents like you, like me, are in a position that if we wanted to help our young adults get into their house in a time that the payments might be very uncomfortable, we could take an equity line of credit from our home and we could give it to them to buy down their mortgage rate or to just borrow less money, right? So that they don't have that same high payment. So that's something we're seeing more and more of.
I bet, yeah. And I bet I wouldn't know. I guess I'd have to look at that as far as the tax ramifications. I bet, because I bet that works out to be a gift.
Right. Correct. You're absolutely right. So, yep, there's a lot we can do. And, you know, a lot of people say, you know, I want to help my kids. You know, I hear this a lot and I share the same feeling where, you know, hopefully that if I have any money when I die, my kids are going to get it someday.
Yeah.
So if I can help them along the way, you know, why wouldn't I? So a lot of parents have that same kind of frame of mind.
You know, that goes along with parenthood, I'd hope, in most cases.
Right. Correct.
All right. We have to take a break again, Robin. We'll do that and return with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, here at News Talk 1340 KROC AM 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9
CRP the rest.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
News Talk 1340 KROC AM 96.9 FM. We're with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. on this Memorial Day weekend. And do you have any listings for us, Robin?
I do. All right. So I do have even a couple open houses this weekend. This one is a hot new listing up on Aspen Lane Southwest, 2513 Aspen Lane. So if you're familiar with Eagle Ridge.
Yep.
And you come all the way through it and you're starting to go into the older neighborhood. That's Aspen Lane. So kind of like right where the two neighborhoods come together, this listing sits. So you can imagine that her back view out the back of her house looks down over the lake because she's kind of up high there. Anyway, it's the cutest little, it looks like, I shouldn't say little, it's not that little. It's, let's see, a total of 3,300 square feet.
Oh, no, that's not little at all.
From the outside, it has like this cute little cottage look, but the inside will definitely surprise you. It's four bedrooms and four baths, a total of 3,318 square foot. It was built in 85, and it's a two-car garage. Now, it does not look like a typical 40-year-old house would look because she has redone it on the inside. So it has a beautiful all new kitchen. Her bathrooms have been updated. She's got great style and design. She had her lower level finished into basically a self-containing apartment. It has a kitchenette down there and a bathroom and a bedroom and a living room and a separate entrance. So she actually has used that lower level as a rental, and like she'll take on a nurse or, you know, resident or a young medical professional or whatever. And she's, it kind of just supplements her payments. So she's liked that a lot. Anyway, that one is, $599.9, and I think priced very well. We have a lot of appointments scheduled for this weekend. We had an open house yesterday with good traffic, and again, there's an open house today, so hopefully that one will not last long. We have one at 5094 King Arthur Drive in Northwest Rochester. This one is a four-bedroom, two-bath, and it has 1,940 square feet. And it is listed for $369.9. And that one was built in 2004. Okay. All right. And we have, well, if you want to buy a hotel, we've got the Anderson House in Wabasha right there on Main Street, 333 Main Street. And it is, well, it's a hotel. It's the oldest hotel in Minnesota.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was. How many rooms in that hotel?
It was built in 1856. There are, I believe, 30 rooms. I should know that off the top of my head, but I don't. They kind of run it now like an Airbnb. So you book online, and then you have a access code to get in. So if you're not there, you know,
it's a boutique hotel.
It is, and it's only $1 million. So if you want to become a hotel, what do they call it? Hotelier or something. Anyway,
does it have hitching posts for the horses still?
They probably do. They actually have a vineyard in the backyard now. So that's kind of cool. And they've opened up the restaurant, and they've opened up the Lost Dutchman, which is the little speakeasy down a spiral staircase. It's a very cool place. If you haven't been over there, I would say take a drive to Wabasha and check out the Anderson House. All right, back to houses. 2163 Neptune Place Southwest is a very new listing. It is $639,000. It was built in 2005. It has 3,976 square feet, so this one's a big one. Five bedrooms, four baths. It sits on a quarter of an acre up in Hart Farms in very nice, well-kept condition. So if you're looking for a big two-story in Hart Farms, that might be a good one for you. Over in southeast Minnesota, we have 1110 Fifth Avenue Southeast. And this one, I think we actually accepted an offer on this one. Oh, okay. Oh, no, I'm wrong about that. This one is a cute little house. Now, this one is a little house. It's 790 square feet. So it's basically like owning a freestanding apartment, right? It's got two bedrooms and one bath, but it is adorable. And that one is 229. It's built in 1939. We've got a listing at 2395 18th Avenue Southwest. That's a four bed, three bath, 1983 built, sits on 2.5 acres, and it is 2,443 square feet. So that's 535.5. We've got lots of land all over the place. We've got lots in Pine Island. We've got lots in Rochester. We've got lots in Preston. So, oh my gosh, if you want to look at lots, go on our website at gwaltneygroup.com and go to the vacant land tab, or, you know, you can find them on MLS, of course, or just call us and we'll tell you about them. But we have a lot of land for people who are thinking they want to build. We've got Fantastic. A big, are we done? I have others.
Oh, you do? Go ahead.
Are we out of time? Okay.
If no, we're out of time, slip we'll in a couple done. More.
Okay. All right. We've got a big salt box up in Woodland Drive. I did talk about that one last week. That one is 714.9. It's a five bed, four bath, two story with just under 4,000 square feet. Okay. That one's okay. Oh, out on 61st Avenue Southeast, we had this one sold and then the buyer's financing fell through.
Oh, no.
So they're no, yeah, unfortunately. So this one's still available if somebody wants it. Four beds, four baths, and it sits on 4.5 acres, 3,280 square feet. So, yeah, I think that about covers it.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to tempt fate, and I'm going to ask you to throw your phone number out there.
Absolutely. And you know what? Doggone it. If you want to go look at houses, you do call me. I can stop working, doing this physical work and come and show houses.
You might have some paint on your clothing when you stop by.
Don't worry. But that reminds me, one time on the 4th of July, someone called me and wanted to see a house. And I said, I'm at a picnic and I'm wearing like a flag shirt and jean shorts. They said, we don't care what you're wearing. And it was a $500,000 house many years ago and they bought it. So, hey, anyway, that phone number is 507-259-4926.
All right, Robin. Enjoy the weekend. I guess we'll chat with you next week.
All right. We'll find out how productive I really was.
Okay. We'll get a report.
Bye-bye.
All right. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. It's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.